guys, you're here, I'm here, we're all here. Thank you so much for tuning in to Good Vibes by Luna podcast. I am your host, Christina Luna, and I did it. I finally started a podcast channel. Can you believe it? Can you believe, first of all, that I finally gave myself a microphone? I think since I was, four, I've always wanted a microphone of my own, and here I am. I have it, and I am ready to use it. I'm actually, so that you can visualize where I am recording, I'm actually standing in my huge closet with the door shut, with the laptop and a microphone, and I'm just recording. And I wanted to do this because I didn't want to record in the other room where Michael could hear me because I'm shy, if you can believe it or not. So anyway, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join in and listen in. And I hope that you continue to listen in through the next series of this podcast. Right now we are on episode 1, which is called Feel the Fear, But Do It Anyway. Before we get into this topic, I want to kind of give you guys a background about who I am and why I'm doing this podcast. So like I mentioned, I am Christina Luna. I am 28 years old. I am born and raised in Austin, Texas, hook 'em horns. I am kind of in a journey right now where I really want to do what I love, and I really want to expand my horizons and try different venues and avenues and see what I can get. You know, I feel like I'm so tired of being stuck in a position where I end up unhappy and where I end up confused and where I end up doubting my skills, my talents, but also my dreams and my goals. I am tired of limiting myself on those. And I feel like with 2020 kind of happening, we're on a whole new decade. We're on a whole new journey. And I know it sounds so cheesy because I think it's cheesy too, but it's so true. Like, why continue to bring those negative aspects of my life into my next decade when I can start fresh and I can start chasing my dreams and chasing my goals and I can start being fearless? And that's such a hard word to say and such a hard phrase to grasp, because when I said that, my voice kind of got shaky because it's hard. It's hard to change the way you feel and change the way you think when you've been a certain way for a long time. And I feel like a podcast would help me build more connections with you all. It'll help me kind of get a lot of things off my chest. It'll also help me to kind of practice what I'm preaching to the choir. And it'll help me kind of not become a motivational speaker. However, I do want you all to feel motivated by what I'm speaking about. And I hope you guys could listen to this podcast and say, yeah, I'm going to do that. Or yeah, she's right. I remember when that happened to me. Or I hope you also can turn around and share some of your experiences with me, because I want to know those. I want to hear them and I want to learn from them as well. So that's kind of why I created this podcast, because I just want to try something new. And oh my God, I'm so nervous. I can't believe I'm actually doing this. And I think I'm more nervous because once I'm actually done recording, I actually have to publish. So that's going to be a little bit harder to do, but I'm doing it because you know what? We have to. In order to see change, you have to change. In order to go after your dreams, you have to work for them. They're not going to just show up at your front door. So here I am. I'm trying this and we're doing it and we're going to be damn good at it. That's for sure. I mean, come on. We're all good at everything we love. So just do it. So I know I sound crazy right now because I'm all over the place, but this is episode 1 and I am telling myself I'm not going to be so hard on getting this perfect. I'm not going to be so hard on, you know, following my old OCD ways and making sure that everything makes sense, because in reality, when I'm talking to my friends, my brain is all over the place. I don't have a list of things that I want to talk about. And I think that for the podcast, I will have certain episodes, but for this one in particular, I just kind of wanted to speak from the heart and really just kind of do a small little introduction and a small little topic and kind of get the feel of what it's like with the editing and with the publishing, and then get better as we go. Because you know what? You're not going to be perfect the first time you attempt to do something, and you're not going to be the best podcasting channel the first episode. So why put the pressure? Do my best and get something published. And so that's what I'm here to do today. So hopefully you guys can follow along and listen in and grab a glass of wine or grab a drink or grab some coffee and listen in and while we go into today's topic. Today's topic is actually called Feel the Fear, but Do It Anyway. And if you follow me on Instagram, I posted about this topic a couple of weeks ago because it's something that a lot of us are going through or have gone through or will go through. And that is fear. And fear is just a big word and topic that we see among people, among everyone. And it's all over social media. It's all over someone's depression or someone's, someone being overwhelmed. It's all about fear. And I feel like for me, and I'm only going to speak on me during this podcast because I don't know everyone else's experiences. I don't want to speak on everyone else. However, I do know my own. And I kind of want to show you what I've been going through. And I want to tell you guys how I've accepted or how I've learned from them. So for me, fear means a lot because fear can take over my thoughts. It can take over my confidence. It can take over my ability to achieve anything that I want to do. And also can keep me from being successful, which is the craziest thing. And fear is not brought to you by anyone else but yourself, in my opinion. And I feel like I grew up never being told I couldn't do anything. I never grew up with someone telling me I would suck at something. I never grew up with someone telling me that I wasn't going to be great at anything that I did. In fact, it was the opposite. I've always had someone amping me up. I've always had a cheerleader. My parents were great. Even now, you know, my boyfriend motivates me to do the best that I can at anything I do. But yet, it was always me limiting myself. I was telling myself I can't do something because of this. Or, you know, I can't do a podcast because who in the right mind would want to sit there and listen to me? And I can't create a blog site because who's going to actually go on the site and read my blogs? And it became detrimental to my own confidence because I was telling myself I couldn't do certain things. I was telling myself that I was incapable of greatness. And I think the only reason why I was that way is because you don't want to feel the judgment. You don't want to feel the failures, which I think is my number one factor. And you don't want to feel the like you weren't able to succeed, you know? And for me, that's very hard because I am a perfectionist and I will work hard at everything I do. And if I have to publish work and then nobody likes it or it's not received well, I don't know how I'm going to handle that. And I think that was the way I kind of started to see myself back in 2019, 2018. And, you know, it's not like I lack a lot of things. Like, you know, I feel like I can do a lot of things if I were to put my real value and real time and real efforts into them. I just felt like I couldn't because of the fear of what would happen if it didn't work out. And when I think of fear, I think of another word that actually I'm not able to use anymore. But I'll tell you, it's a word that starts with the A and ends with the Y and has a big X in the middle. If you know that word, you know that that is a word that is spoken about a lot lately. And I actually was using that word a lot as well because there were times where I felt like I was at my highest and that I would feel over, you know, like I would feel like I was being taken over by that. And so for 2020, one of my resolutions was I'm not going to speak on that word. And when I'm feeling like I may have a panic attack or when I'm feeling that I'm insecure or when I'm feeling being judged, I'm just going to tell myself everything is going to be okay and feel the thought, think the thought, and then let it go. And to be honest, doing that has completely changed my mindset. I mean, not being able to physically say the word, my brain is being taught to think differently. Think about that. Think about when you are telling yourself, I am this, I am that, I am depressed, I am sad, I am stressed, your whole body and brain starts to consume that thought, and that's who you are for the rest of the day. However, if you switch that thinking and you start saying, I'm okay, everything's going to be okay, the universe has its plan, today's going to be a great day, no matter what, I'm going to go into work and smile and be happy regardless of the situation, regardless if I freaking hate my coworkers. I'm going to do the best of my ability, your whole vibe and your whole attitude changes. If you stay stuck in that feeling of fear and feeling of depression and feeling of sadness, that's how you will feel. That is how you're telling your brain. And I've heard so many people and so many podcasts talk about this. And I'm like, oh my God, that's a load of crap. There's no way that'll change. And so this year I said, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try to remove certain words from my vocabulary. And I'm going to see what happens. And honestly, I am just so much happier. I am so much more relaxed. The pressure, the fear, all of that is still there, but it's not as extreme. And when I do start to see it peak, I find that I can just tell myself everything's going to be okay. Take deep breaths and just be okay. And it's not easy. I'll tell you that. It's not easy because I was used to finding comfort in being afraid. If I'm being honest, I was used to being comfortable feeling certain ways because that's how I was for a long time. And this time I'm not doing it. I'm not dragging myself down. I'm not going to doubt myself, and I'm not going to allow my own thoughts to stop me from doing what I love, from being around people I love, and you know, from anything. I'm just going to do what I want, live how I want, and enjoy life. You know, one thing I thought about while writing this title is when you have a bad friend, when you have a bad friendship, when you have a bad relationship or whatever, you push and push to try to make it work, right? But then once you've had enough, you've realized you have to cut that person out. You have to cut that friendship out. You have to cut that relationship or whatever it may be. So why wouldn't you do that towards yourself? If you're consistently feeling a certain way and you've tried to find ways to cope with it or to, you know, settle with being depressed or to settle with being sad or to settle with being afraid of changing your career or moving locations or whatever, why wouldn't you just cut that thought out of your idea or out of your brain? Why wouldn't you just cut that thought out and say, I'm not going to do this to myself anymore. I'm not going to talk to myself this way. I'm not going to see myself this way anymore because that is a bad way to treat myself. Think about it. If you're constantly sitting there saying, you know, I'm not worth it. I can't do this because who's going to listen to me? I'm not creative enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not bold enough to find a different job. And those are all me. And that's why I'm telling you, these are all things that I've said to myself. And I had to tell myself, stop, stop talking to yourself that way and stop treating yourself that way because you wouldn't want anyone else to treat you that way. You wouldn't want someone else to sit there and talk that way to you. You wouldn't, and you wouldn't allow it. So why are you allowing yourself to do that to yourself? And that's kind of what I'm creating this podcast for as well, because I said I wanted to do it. So why the hell am I not doing it? Just do it. Create the podcast. Have fun. Hopefully your friends will listen in. If not, oh well, maybe a complete stranger will listen in and they will agree with you. They will understand your journey, or you will help them out on their journey. Who knows? The world is endless. The opportunities that the universe has for us is insane. It's huge. And we limit ourselves and we put ourselves in a small room and say, this is who I am. This is who I got to be. And this is why. No, you can be whatever. You can do whatever. You can follow your dreams and still be a good person. And I think that, you know, when you think about fear and you think about confidence, you think complete extremes, right? It's okay to be afraid. I'm not saying you're never going to be afraid. However, I'm saying to kind of switch your thoughts and be confident in your thoughts. For example, let's say you're afraid to fly and all of your friends are consistently asking you to go on these trips and you're letting the fear of flying stop you from creating all these beautiful memories and all these fun activities that you have with your friends because of the idea that you're just afraid to fly. So what I would suggest is you can still be afraid to fly. I'm not asking you to say you're not afraid to fly, like that'd be insane. But start focusing on different things. Start when you're asked to go on a trip and you can, don't think about the flight. Think about the excursions. Think about what you're going to wear. Think about what you have to do before you get on this trip, like get your nails done, get your hair done. I don't know, go shopping. Think about all the good stuff that you have to do or that you're going to do well on this trip. Book the flight, be afraid, move forward. And see what kind of excitement you get when you start focusing more on the fun things rather than just the fear of flying. And sure, when you get to the airplane or when you get to the airport, yeah, you might still be afraid to fly. That's okay. But put some music on, listen to some music, or create a playlist of things you want to listen to while on this plane. Download some movies so that you're distracted and just focus on the end result of showing up with your friends at this place and having a good time. And then don't worry about the fear of getting on the plane until you're back on the plane, but prepare yourself for that. Prepare yourself, like I said, by having movies, having songs, word puzzles, things that distract yourself, and you will see the craziness and the shift that your brain takes. It starts to not remove the fear, but remove the constant thought because you're thinking about other things. And I think that's a good strategy. I am never, ever going to tell you to stop being afraid. I'm never going to tell you to that it's not normal to feel insecure because, yes, we're human. But what I'm saying is do not ever let those fears, those thoughts, those conversations with yourself determine who you are. Do not let those thoughts and fears and conversations with yourself take away from who you could potentially be. Do not. Because we're in a time where there's, like I said, there's so many opportunities for us and they're all just waiting for people to grab them. And you can feel the fear, feel it, acknowledge it, then let it go and move forward. And you'll see what good comes out of it. You will. Because I'm right here standing, recording this podcast, scared as shit, but yet I feel happy. So how is it that I'm happy, but I'm scared at the same time? You know why? Because I'm focusing on just the goodness of this. The fact that I'm happy recording this, the fact that I'm about to do and publish something that I've been saying I want to publish. So that's exciting. And I'm ready. And there is a pure example of what I mean by feel the fear, think the fear, and then let it go and move on and do what you got to do. So always remember, you can feel the fear, but do it anyway. Always. So thank you so much for listening in. This was the first episode. Hopefully I made sense. This is Goodbye Zyluna Podcast. If you want to follow me along on my social media, my Instagram handle is Stina Luna with 3 A's. And actually, I have a website ready and published. It's goodvibesbyluna.com, www.goodvibesbyluna.com. And on there, I have a couple of blogs. I have one or two recipes. And I'm hoping I can publish my podcast on there as well. But go check it out. And stay tuned for episode 2. But guess what? We did it. Episode 1 is done. So thank you so much. And we will chat next time. Bye.